It's Vincent.
I'm Will.
I'm Isaiah.
And I'm Sam. Welcome to the Airheads podcast. Today we'll be talking about the relevance of the book, When Breath Becomes Air, by Paul Calathini, to today's colloquial society.
The book, When Breath Becomes Air, illustrates the life of a resident neurosurgeon. It's an autobiographical novel that tells about his fight against cancer and time.
A high school senior's first book podcast, we'll bring up our own take on the book and small anecdotes on how we see the theme throughout our lives.
This book is about his life and the illness he's battling with, which is stage 4 metastatic lung cancer. Along with battling this illness, he's battling time. The book follows him through his life of becoming a neurosurgeon.
So throughout the rest of the book, that he went on this journey, and he had a changing perspective on his life. So initially, before he diagnosed with this cancer, he was living life not so happy, but about his impending death, he writes that he was trying to live life differently. He was trying to bring a moment living life.
So as we analyze this, the meaning of all this, the reflections of morality and purpose of life, Will has some good insight about that.
Yeah, after reading the book, I believe really its main message and relevance is around the idea of truly understanding one's purpose in life. One aspect of the book I found inspiring were Calathini's philosophical reflections on morality and how he combined this with his life as a neurosurgeon and his life with patients. And really what I found was the main message out of that were how our morals are what's truly bringing us together. The book really got me thinking about my own life and purpose. For example, I constantly asked myself who I was and what would happen if a traumatic event like getting a brain tumor would happen to me. Still, a lot of my life so far has been dedicated to working, but through Calathini's experiences, I asked myself if that would even mean anything if I experienced trauma. You know, would there be any significance in the long run? What is the true meaning of life when we are so constantly stressed out about our own possibilities and potential? Is there any real significance?
So Will, what you're saying about morality, right, is that is it like moral to like cut open dead bodies to like learn, right? Or is it more moral to like just let them be?
Yeah, and two, morals also in terms of like the patients and what they have done in their own lives. Through life, we have a habit of constantly stressing out over the small things, and going through residency, I think Calathini realized that, and even with the patients as well. And really when he got the tumor, I think he was asking himself, did any of that have any real significance?
Yeah, I know that. I saw that too in the book. Sorry, Brennan. I think I saw that too in the book where he changed his perspective once he was laying down in a patient's room he once worked at. But I feel that his life kind of took a turn, and he realized meaningful things other than working, if that makes sense. He still cares his work, but I believe that change in perspectives.
Yeah. I also feel that so much of Calathini's purpose centered around combining literature and neuroscience. I feel like that's what he really found in his purpose of life, was trying to understand the human brain and the physicality of it while also appreciating the beauty of literature and how we write and function. And I was wondering if you guys could take a perspective on this. Isaiah, what do you think?
Well, honestly, I feel like his perspective changed, obviously, because, you know, he used to work on brains and like with patients, you know, and then now he's pretty much stuck because he has the same, he's going through what his patients have been through, and he's trying to help them at the same time as trying to help himself, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. So I think
what Paul is saying about combining literature and his interest in neuroscience. I think this book expressed love of literature, but also the love of life that within himself. I think that aspect of time and how time is not everlasting, I think is something he really reflects on this book.
Yeah, I totally agree.
I agree.
There was one passage in particular when Calanthe reaches the mountaintop and he writes a reflection about his journey. I think that relates to what Vincent, you're saying about time and perspective on life. It reads, at age 36, I had reached the mountaintop. I could see the promised land from Glade to Jerucho to the Mediterranean Sea. I could see a nice catamaran on that sea that Lucy, our hypothetical children, and I would take out on the weekends. I could see the tension in my back unwinding as my work schedule eased and life became more manageable. I could see myself finally become the husband I'd promised to be. Really, I think this anecdote highlights Calanthe's perspective before he had the tumor, because he had all these priorities of becoming a husband and traveling the world, going to this promised land and really becoming a father. But I thought it was pretty crazy how just one small injury to his brain had completely changed his perspective on life, from becoming so inspired by these dreams to just being in complete pain. I thought that was really creative.
I think we could also attribute this change of him wanting to now be like more of a family man and changing his priorities, because he went from the hero of saving people to being the one that needs to be saved. He went from the guy cutting open the brain, fixing them, making them get back to their normal lives, or as normal as they could, to the guy being stuck in that hospital bed with almost no hope of survival.
Yeah, and do you guys think that because he was a neurosurgeon and because he was a doctor in the medical field, that he was kind of blindsided to becoming ill like his patients? Because I remember in one scene where he was talking to Jeff, he was actually coming up with false scenarios for one of his patients, just creating false situations. And I was wondering if you guys think that being a doctor had any sort of false security of becoming just protected from these diseases.
I do.
Yeah.
Because
Go ahead.
In the prologue, was it, where he talks about like reading the scans of his own brain and lungs, he was the guy to give out that information to the patients and like sugarcoat it and be like, oh, it's gonna be fine, you'll be fine. Just do this and you'll be fine. But since he knows that inside of him, that he's not going to be fine and that his cancer is that bad, it just changes him in different ways.
Yeah, it was eye-opening too, because he realized that he can just be gone at any moment, you know? Like, he can just be exactly like one of his patients. So that pretty much just opened his brain too, I guess, or his eyes to the situation.
Yeah, I think there's a sense of immunity that he kind of faces that later in the book. So once he, in the book, I remember that he wanted to go back to neurosurgery, even though he was technically sick. And I think that's powerful because it shows how much he actually loves what he does. And that could also show how much he prioritizes things in his life. Sam, what do you think about that?
Yeah, he loves what he does. I mean, that's what gave him comfort for like the first biggest chunk of his life, being able to go into the operating room, forget about everything, and just work on the patient. And he just wanted to get back to that so he could forget about his cancer. I feel like that was very powerful.
Yeah, I agree.
I wonder what he was thinking when he was on his deathbed and he became a patient himself in a patient room, and in one scene a young nurse was coming in and she had told him the doctor will be in soon, and I quote from Calanthe that he said, and with that the future I had imagined the one just about to be realized, the culmination of decades striving, evaporated. So I think it was a really big change for him, from being in the operating table to being on a patient bed. And I just think that one scene highlights how much of a change it was for him, and how he had never considered becoming a patient in his years of living life.
I mean, he also knew that whenever a doctor says, oh, the doctor will be in soon, it'll at least be another hour. So
yeah,
he also was dealing with that.
Yeah, to summarize what we've talked about today, I think we can all agree that the aspect of time and priorities were a very big theme in Breath Becomes Air. Because I think we see Paul Kalanithi reflect on that a lot throughout the book, and we see perspective change from the beginning to the end. So as I recall, I'm pretty sure Kalanithi wrote this book while he was suffering through this pain. Because in the very end, his wife writes about how Kalanithi wrote relentlessly throughout whatever situation, whenever he came, to make sure that his story was told through his words in this book. And I think that really stood out to me because he was writing while being in pain, and he was the person that, so this is him himself about himself instead of someone else writing from an outsider's perspective. So I think that is really powerful.